Better late than never, the New South Wales government has finally taken action on the mouse plague. After dragging their feet for months, the Agriculture Minister, Adam Marshall, has announced they'll hand out free bait to farmers for all their grain. Households can apply for $500 rebates, businesses $1,000 rebates, but it's the free bait treatment scheme that has got most farmers pleased. Now, we spoke to this Gilgandra farmer some time ago. His name is Greg Younghusband, and he's back on the line. Greg, good morning to you.
G'day, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm doing all right. You've heard the announcement from Adam Marshall. What's your reaction?
Very good, mate. I mean, it's a great start. It's not going to go astray. It'll certainly get gobbled up. There are a couple of little things that I just talked to my agronomist about just to get my facts right. We are going to have to be very careful just going and throwing untreated, like unheat-treated seed around. So we're not going to be able to just use it on every crop because we're going to have contamination issues and things like that. That's why the heat-treated seed is so expensive. It's not actually the chemical that's the dear part. It's the heat treating of the seed, so it doesn't germinate and doesn't cause contamination in the crops. So that's just something that we're going to have to be careful of, but certainly very welcome news.
Can you just tell me logistically how this would work? They're talking about setting up about a dozen locations, and you can load up your trucks with grain, go to one of these spots, and they'll treat it with bait for free. So how does that work? How do you load up all the grain and take it to a location and get it sorted out with this free bait?
Oh, look, I'm not sure what they're going to be doing at the bait station, but the logistics of getting the grain there is simple, mate. Like in our situation here, so we might have a few neighbours get together and we'll all chuck 5-10 tonne on the truck, whatever, and we've got trucks. So most blokes have got a truck. We just go down there and I'm assuming just tip it into a hopper, they treat it and put it back in the truck. I'm not sure what their system will be, but that I can't imagine that side of it would be too hard.
They're also talking about rebates, so $500 rebates for households who've lost goods because of the mice and $1,000 rebates for businesses. There's also going to be a committee set up to look at scientific research. Am I being too unkind in saying they've been sitting on their hands for too long?
Yeah, probably, mate. I'm not one to whinge, but it's been going on for a fair while, mate, that's for sure.
Okay, but overall, you're happy with the announcement this morning?
Yeah, mate, it'll be good. Like I say, we're just going to have to be a bit careful. And what I would like is, me personally, is that it'd be good if there was also some rebate on the heat-treated seed, like the mouse off zinc phosphide that comes out of Melbourne, that we can spread anywhere and now it's not going to contaminate crops. That'd be great as well. Whether that's possible, I'm not sure. I don't know. Adam didn't say anything about that. It's only going to be grain that farmers bring in, which is fine, but that's not going to be able to be used on a broad spectrum.
Okay, well, we'll wait for more detail from him. How's Gilgandra today?
Pretty good, mate. Nice and sunny. Beautiful day.
Good on you. Thanks for jumping on the line.
All the best. See you, mate.
Greg Younghusband. You can listen back to that announcement from Adam Marshall. It's up on 2GB.com.